Truly, his name is wonderful. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. Now, it has been a custom of our church that when we come to this moment, we bow just a moment in prayer, and you pray for me silently while I pray for you. We realize that the scripture that we have read, that if we eat and drink it unworthily, we are eating and drinking damnation to ourselves, not discerning the Lord's body. That is, if you're living in sin, living where you should not live, then you are reproached to the cause. Don't take it. Stay away from it. Don't do it. But if you're living, I know every one of us makes mistakes, but we have a blood sacrifice in our home, constantly the blood of our own son. So we are forgiven of our sins, but if you're living in open sin and not worthy to be called a Christian, don't take it. But if you are a Christian, then you're duty bound to take it. For he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I'll raise him up the last day. Let us pray just a moment for each other. This prayer we offer to you, the forgiveness of our sins, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Gracious God, as I hold in my hand tonight the grace
the blood of grapes that's to represent the blood of the Son of God. I've often thought, what would I do with two drops of the literal blood of Jesus if I had it in a glass? How precious to my heart. Now, Father, this is to represent that blood. As I ask you to bless it to every partaker, may our sins be under the blood. May our sickness vanish from us. For we are your servants, desiring strong, healthy bodies and a clean, pure heart and conscience, that we can be your representatives in this earth. We pray thee, our God, to sanctify this grace. Tonight, the blood of this grace, to it is intended purpose, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The scripture says that he took the cup, gave thanks, that he took bread and he broke it, and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. As I hold in my hand tonight, these little parcels of bread that's all wrinkled and broken, it reminds me of the message tonight, how they beat one tree to get pulp to stay the other, and how that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, but with his stripes we were healed. May the grace of God sanctify this holy bread to its intended purpose, and every person that partakes of it, no more sin in your life, no more sickness in your body, but we meet the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we sanctify this bread by our word of prayer and faith, that it will be used for the intended purpose that God has intended for us to do, to keep us harder until he comes. May every person that partakes of this supper tonight, may they be clean from sin and healed from sickness for the journey that lays ahead of us. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. supper being ended, the devil now has put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God and he went to God, he rises from the supper and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Lord, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean ever with. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. So after he had washed his feet and had taken his garment and sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I've done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. And thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness.
Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Amen. The ushers will be dismissing you back, both the brothers and sisters, and they will dismiss you by rows to go in the back. Please remain seated until they come and call your row. I'm going to ask our brother Gene Fitz if he would come up and just dismiss us for the foot washing service.
Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, as we humbly bow our heads and our hearts before you, Lord, what can we say, Lord? We just don't have the words to thank you and praise you enough, Lord, for all that you've done for us, Father. Lord, for the privilege of being here in this special place of worship, Lord, gathered together with the special people, the Bride of Christ, gathered together, sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Knowing, Lord, that you called us before the foundation of the world, you chose us and put our names on that book. Lord, we don't feel worthy, but we know that it's not through our worthiness, it's through the worthiness of Jesus Christ. We just thank you for the privilege of being a child of God. Knowing now, Lord, that we're no more servants, but we're sons and daughters of God, and we thank you and praise you for that, Lord. Thank you for all the things that you've done for us here tonight, Lord, as we come. Lord, we move our voices together, giving you praise and honor and worship and song. We know that you love the praises of your people, and Lord, we as your people, we love to praise you, Lord. You're worthy of all praise and all worship. Just to hear the words of encouragement, the uplifting God, Brother Joseph, as he speaks to us, Lord. So thankful to have you here with us again, Lord, refreshed in spirit and body. Just ask you continue to be with him and bless him and strengthen him. Be with our brother and brother Samuel as they, Lord, as they stand at your post here for the Bride of Christ. We just ask your special blessings upon them, Lord. And Lord, as we heard that word of God tonight. The pure, unadulterated word of God directly from the voice of God, Lord. We know that it's nothing but the truth, as thus saith the Lord. Lord, we can rest assured when we hear that word. We can sit here and all of you is listening to that word. It doesn't need a filter for us, Lord, because we know this coming from the very mouth of God, from the voice of God in this end time. We thank you that we've been privileged to hear that word, Lord. And Lord, then to come to this time of the Lord's Supper, Lord, what a privilege, Lord. I'm such a sacred, fearful thing, Lord. For we always fear, Lord, for we look at ourselves in humanity and we feel unworthy. But Lord, we don't have to look at our worthiness because the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied. We know that when you look on us, you don't see us and our weaknesses and our sins and our failures, but you only see the blood of Christ applied. And we just thank you for it, Lord. And thank you for being able to partake of this order, Lord. And now as we change the order of the service to go into this, we'll watch the saints feet. We just think of our Lord and Savior, how he humbled himself, and he washed the feet of the disciples, Lord. And we thank, Lord, that how he said that in so much as you've done this to the least of the little ones, you've done it unto me. As we wash the saints' feet tonight, it says unto the Lord, Lord, we just pray that you be with us there. As we wash each other's feet, may it be that way that we're serving Jesus Christ. Because when we're serving his people, they are a part of Christ and we're serving Christ. We just ask your blessings now on the remainder of the service, Lord, as we go into the remainder of this service. We just pray that you go with us. Bless each one, Lord. We just commit each one into your hands now. We commit ourselves to your service in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Just as we defeated you, ushers with this mission.
This concludes the service.